Sorry, chapter 1, Mishnah 5. Oichel shenitma ba'avatuma. If you've got food that was rendered impure by a primary source of impurity, meaning that the foods are now impure to level 1, first degree impurity. And also, v'shenitma bevladatuma. You've also got food that was rendered impure by a first degree impurity, so it's second degree. So you've got some that's first degree and some that's second degree. Mitstarfin ze imze letame kakal shevishnam. So if they join together, then they join together to the lower level of the two of them. All right? Okay, so now so says the Mishnah, how does this work? So first example, kechetzi beitzo eichel rishon v'kechetzi beitzo eichel shani. If you've got half an egg's bulk of first degree impure food. Now remember that only food can only impart impurity if it's a full egg's bulk. So here you've got half an egg's bulk of level 1, and you've got half an egg's bulk of level 2, and they're mixed together. Shiny. So we'll now consider the two eggs, half egg's bulks that are joined together, we'll consider them only a level 2. They take on the lower level because of the combination, not the higher level. Another example, kechetzi beitzo eichel shani, the kechetzi beitzo eichel shlishi. You've got half an egg's bulk of level 2 and half an egg's bulk of level 3, sheblan zebze, that mix together, shlishi. So they'll take on the lower level, which is a third degree level of impurity. Kebeitzo eichel rishon, the kebeitzo eichel shani. Okay, this example over here, you've now got an egg's bulk of level 1. So an egg's bulk of level 1, that's enough to impart impurity because it's got the right amount. And it gets mixed up with an egg's bulk of level 2, sheblan zebze rishon. So this will be considered a first level degree of impurity because there was enough, there's an egg's bulk, there's enough of first level impure food over there to be considered a level 1. Chilkan, but what happens if you now separate this mixture? You separate it out, ze shani vze shani. So now you'll consider each of the separate portions a level 2. Because it's unlikely that it would have split exactly into the level 1 and the level 2. It must be that each part has got some level 1 and some level 2, and therefore we take on the lower level, the level 2, because there's not a kebeitz and eggs bulk of level 1. So we take on the second level. Nafal zela atzma vzela atzma al kikah shel truma. If each part now falls onto a truma loaf, the truma loaf will become a third level of impurity because they're each considered a second level of impurity. Nafli shnaim ka'achad, but if they both fall together onto the truma loaf. So now we look at them, because they're together, we look at them as if they're a level 1. So asuhu shani, so they'll make the truma a level 2. And that's how it will go.